Welcome to Partnership, where your network is the wind in your sails. I'm your host, Alex Standiford, and I'm here to redefine online partnerships for bootstrapped businesses. I believe in working with top talent to expand your sales channels and enrich the lives around you, not just the pockets of big corporations. Today, we're exploring the best platform to sell your courses online. We're going to cover the different approaches to selling these courses, as well as the pros and cons of each approach. There's a lot of information in this episode, so let's just get to it. On the surface, platforms like Udemy, LinkedIn Learning, or Coursera seem to offer some nice benefits when publishing your courses online. They claim that it's easier to sell your courses directly through them because the customers probably already have an account on the platform, and you also get to benefit from their marketing efforts, driving traffic to your courses without any effort on your part. They also handle many of the technical aspects, such as payment processing, content lockdown, and refunds. In return, these companies take a percentage of the profits from your course sales. Seems like a pretty good relationship, right? Well, if you take a closer look at these platforms, the proposed advantages they promise quickly lose their value. Ironically enough, the marketing these platforms do to attract people to their platform doesn't help you as much as you'd expect. This is because these platforms are often very saturated with people offering courses on the same content. This means that you still need to do a fair bit of your own marketing just to make sure that people choose your course over your competitors on that same platform. In many ways, you've just shifted how you have to sell this course. It doesn't really change much else. It's also difficult to get out of these platforms as you grow, because many of these platforms have very strict rules about how instructors can market their courses. For example, instructors cannot use email marketing to promote their courses outside of the Udemy platform if they collected those emails through Udemy. This makes it risky to use these as a lead generation tool because all of these platforms limit the methods you can use to promote your content in one way or another, and it just makes it that much harder to stand out. But I think the worst part is that these platforms can change their rules at any time. For example, in 2016, Udemy set a price cap on course pricing to $50. Depending on how you were using Udemy at the time, this could have a major impact on your business and could limit how you approach online course creation altogether. I believe strongly in owning your platform. It's a bit more work to set up, but I feel that the perceived benefits of a centralized course platform is watered down once you take a closer look. I mean, I guess you lose access to their marketing efforts, but were those ever really going to serve you? There's so much internal competition on these platforms anyway, so you were still going to have to sell, and you were still going to have to do the work. So no matter what you're going to do, you're going to need to promote your business in order to sell your courses. There's just no getting around it. Even if you're using a course platform, you're still competing with other course creators, and in order to stand out, you're probably generating those leads and those sales yourself, right? Instead, I think it's better to build your own website, sell your courses directly through that site, create partnerships with other people, and pay them a commission to help you generate your sales online. In many ways, this replaces your relationship with these centralized platforms, only this time you're paying individuals for their efforts to promote your brand instead of that platform. The benefit is that you don't end up getting locked into that platform in the process. Plus, you would be creating partnerships with multiple people instead of a single monolithic relationship with a company loaded with stipulations that are designed to serve them, not you. When Udemy set the limit on course price, for example, there were people like James McAllister, who went from selling their courses for nearly $200 to being forced to sell them at $50 overnight. I'm certain this was devastating for his business, as he went on to say this. The problem with Udemy's new pricing approach is that it completely disregards the segment of Udemy's instructor base that brings their own customers to the platform. Some of us have spent months or even years building credibility with our following and can justify the higher price point, not only because our following has been engaged with us for so long, but because we actually know how to sell the value of our courses. Another creator named Lalani Joy lamented a similar thing about the same scenario. She said, "On Udemy, I was offering a 6-week art training course that requires me to work directly with students and provide hands-on critiques of assignments. The $25 profit per student is not even minimum wage for my time. Now, imagine that you spent years building your business, selling your courses, creating the content, updating that content, and earning your credential, only to have the rug ripped out from under you like that. Let's consider a setback where you're no longer able to work with one of your partners, only this time, you own the platform. Imagine that one of your partners decide that they don't want to promote your course anymore. Sure, you're probably going to feel the impact of that, but as long as you have multiple partners and multiple sales channels, it's unlikely to have a devastating impact compared to the forced, unexpected course platform change that these people experienced. By owning your platform, you're able to diversify your business a lot more effectively. Another big benefit of owning your platform is it gives you the flexibility to sell things other than courses on your site. I love creating online courses because they can serve as a kickoff point to learn what your audience needs. In other words, purchasing your course can be the beginning of your relationship with your audience, not the end. When you have a healthy series of courses with a good-sized audience, the opportunities to cross-sell other products and services tends to naturally appear over time. It could be a book, a coaching service, a pre-built project management template, or maybe even software that serves a specific need. Owning your platform gives you the freedom to sell those things directly to your existing customers without needing to worry about violating some kind of rule that's imposed by the platform that you're building on. Imagine if you expected that you could do that. Imagine if you expected that you could sell and promote to these people later on, and then you discovered later on that Udemy or whatever platform you're on changed their mind and made it so that you can no longer do that. How devastating and frustrating would that be? The long and short of this is that you shouldn't trust these platforms to never change, and you shouldn't trust that they're always going to allow you to do the same methods and the same strategies forever. It's really important to diversify so that when those changes do happen, it doesn't hurt you quite as bad as it otherwise would. So where do we go from here? It seems clear that owning your platform is the best approach, but if you do a little research into running your own website, you'll quickly find that there's several ways you can accomplish that. Far be it from me to be the arbiter of web platforms, and you should absolutely do your own research on which ones are the best for your business, but for me, WordPress has always been and continues to be my go-to tool for building websites. I choose WordPress not only because I know it works really well, but because it's stable, it's reliable, it's not owned by a single company, all of your data stays with you, and it doesn't try to lock you into its platform instead of something else. WordPress also has a vibrant marketplace with thousands of plugins and themes, both free and paid. These plugins and themes allow you to customize the look and functionality of your site. Everything from advanced SEO capabilities, e-commerce, learning management systems, or affiliate program management. There's likely a plugin or a theme that fits your needs. For me, it's the plugins that make WordPress so powerful. By installing a learning management system, also known as an LMS, you can turn your WordPress website into a full-featured course platform that allows you to build courses and lock down the content so only people who pay for your course can access them. There are several of these plugins, and they all offer course-building capabilities and handle the technical aspects as well. I particularly like Lifter LMS because the platform functions well, and Lifter is ran by a small group of people who are very passionate about creating and using online courses as a part of a broad business strategy. They spend a lot of their time doing webinars and group-focused sessions with their customers, and honestly, it feels like you're getting free coaching alongside the actual software itself. I honestly believe that team would do anything to help you succeed, especially if you're their customer. To me, that's almost more valuable than the software they sell. There's so many decisions that go into running a business like this, and it's nice to know that you have someone in your corner to lend a hand when you feel lost. So with WordPress and a learning management system, you have what you need to build your course online. You also have a way to sell those courses to people, but that's only part of the equation, right? What about those sales partnerships that can replace the sales and marketing boost that you would get from a centralized platform? To solve this problem, we need another WordPress plugin. This time, you need an affiliate management plugin. These plugins will automatically track when your sales partners, also known as affiliates, drive traffic to your site that turn into a sale. When that sale happens, the system will track how big of a commission you need to pay that person for that sale. Then, when you're ready, you can pay your collaborators for their commissions for their sales. Just like the LMS plugin, there are a few of these options on the market, and they can all be used at minimum to build basic affiliate programs. As you probably know, I sell an affiliate management plugin called Siren, so of course I'm going to think that you should use that one. But hear me out, because I know that it's the best plugin on the market, particularly when you're trying to sell online courses. I discovered when running affiliate programs online that I inevitably want to make more than one program. After all, there are many ways you can partner with other businesses online. A sales partnership alone can look completely different depending on the approach that the salesperson takes when promoting your product. Some partnerships become more focused on generating leads than generating conversions, for example. And the details of how those two people can be effective is very different. In other words, they both needed a different set of rules that cater and reward exactly what I need them to do. A lead-focused program might offer a small commission, but have a long expiration window. It would also reward the first partner who referred a visitor who makes a purchase. Conversely, a conversion-focused program might offer a higher commission, but have a shorter expiration window, and instead, it would reward the last person who referred a visitor who makes a purchase. And that doesn't even touch the partnerships that aren't sales partnerships. For example, maybe you want to build your own online course platform for other people to publish their courses on, and you want to pay them a royalty for building and selling their course through your platform. I know this goes outside of the scope of this episode, but my point is that there are many ways to approach online partnerships beyond the obvious affiliate program that you need at the onset of your business. Siren is the only plugin in WordPress that can build multiple different partnership programs that can run all at the same time. All of the other options only allow you to build one monolithic, complex program. Siren gives you flexibility on how your programs work and can build a much more effective programs that serve the different partnerships that drive traffic and sales to your business. Because Siren has a multi-program approach, it can integrate much deeper with LMS plugins, and that allows you to make programs like the royalty program that I just mentioned. Okay, so owning your platform seems to be the best approach to take for higher profits and better stability in our businesses. However, that doesn't mean that these centralized platforms are completely useless to us. What if we took a step back and we looked at Udemy in the same way we look at something like YouTube? What if instead of thinking of Udemy as the primary source of our income, we instead considered it as a piece of our marketing funnel? If we think of Udemy as a small part of our online strategy, much like how we look at YouTube or social media, it drastically changes the value proposition it offers us. This opens up an option to generate sales on their platform with a short, easy-to-maintain course that can be focused on leading those customers to purchasing bigger and better courses directly on our website. This allows you to lean on the discoverability of their platform, but avoid depending on them in the process. I'm not personally convinced that this is the best approach for everyone, since you could also just sell this course directly on your website, or even give it away for free for people who sign up on your email list. In fact, if your partnership program is robust enough, you'll probably do better by selling this inexpensive introduction course directly through your site, since your partnership network can most likely replace the discoverability that you may get from the centralized platform. Plus, you can probably sell it for less than $50 and still make as much or more than you'd make selling it through another platform. That being said, if you're just getting started with building your partnership network, using a centralized platform to help generate sales might be a viable approach. To me, the best platform to sell your courses online is a combination of WordPress, Lifter, and Siren. With these tools, you gain complete control over your course creation and your sales process. WordPress provides the robust foundation you need, Lifter LMS equips you with course management, and Siren empowers you to build diverse and effective partnership programs. This approach not only frees you from the limitations and risks associated with those centralized platforms, but it also enables you to diversify your business with various product offerings and multiple business partnerships. Owning your platform means you can tailor your strategies to your unique needs, and it ensures that you aren't at the mercy of the whims of a platform they may not consider what's best for your business. The cherry on top is once you're set up and running, you're likely to get a higher profit margin than what you would have gotten through the centralized platform. And all of that is the beginning of your relationship with your customer, so you can upsell and cross-sell to them in the future. In fact, the only time I would use a centralized course program is as an early piece of my marketing funnel. But even in that context, I would be actively working to build my partnership network to replace that step in the funnel. These platforms would never be my primary source of income, and any manner in which I work with them would be to ensure that I can stop working with them without destroying my business in the process. Thank you for joining us in this episode of Partnership, where your network is the wind in your sails. I hope you found today's discussion insightful and inspiring. Remember, the strength of your business lies in the partnerships you build and nurture. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, rate, and leave a review. For more tips and insights, visit our website at partnership.fm. This is Alex Staniford, sailing out.